When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is part of E2C Network, where we share the whole Auburn experience.
War Eagle Auburn fans, and welcome to Tiger Track, your source for Auburn cross country and track and field news and discussion. We are back for the 2022 cross country season. I'm your host, Jessica Loomis, and I'm here with my reluctant host, Kyle.
Reluctant? Why are you assigning reluctant to me now?
Because you look reluctant. You look like you don't trust that I am ready for cross country season.
Trust and reluctance are, you know, two different things. You know, trust requires
my weary host.
Why are you assigning all these negative things to me? I'm handsome here. I'm ready. This is cross country season. And we'll be at track and field season before you know it. I'm ready.
I called you a handsome host and you blew past.
Because I'm still stuck on the fact that you just like just went after me first episode of the entire season.
Gotta get my shots in when I can.
That's fair. I probably would have done the same if you hadn't done it. So
yeah, exactly. That's fair. So we're back.
We are back.
2022 cross country.
Brand new year with brand new season to talk about, some brand new athletes and some familiar ones. But also we got ourselves a brand new coach. So we need to talk
about track and field.
For track and field. But he is also over the track cross country team too.
I was going to say, before we get started on the cross country meet, the first meet, let's actually go back. Let's rewind a little bit back in time. Thank you. That's exactly what I was hoping somebody would do. And there's just two of us. It had to be you.
That was a rewind noise or motion. I was... Any better?
So we're rewinding to talk about track and field real quick. So as we discussed in our last episode of track and field, we know that Coach Ralph Spry retired at the end of the 2022 outdoor track and field season. So just as a reminder, Coach Spry was with Auburn for 24 years.
It was the longest tenured coach at Auburn at that time, which now I think that puts Karen Hoppe of soccer as the longest tenured coach now at Auburn.
That's crazy. Well, Coach Spry had a lot of wins while we're here. We'll just hit a couple of them because we could do a full 2-hour podcast just about Coach Spry.
And before you do that, just think about that. 24 years plus every team competition aspect, and then every individual competition, championship, medal, recognition that you could earn within all that. That's a lot of people, a lot of awards, a lot of great things that happen.
Who are you telling? So Coach Spry helped the men's and women's programs earn a combined 14 top 5 national finishes and 53 top 25 national finishes. In 2006, he was named the Division I Women's Outdoor Track and Field Coach of the Year after leading the women to their first national championship.
I think that gets lost a lot of times that people aren't aware that we actually won a national championship with Coach Spry.
If y'all have been with us, you know. National championships as a single athlete are one thing. That is hard enough.
Right.
But as a team, I mean, can you just imagine like how many athletes they had to have that year to score enough points as a team? I mean, Kyle, some years when we talk about outdoor track and field, like we have one athlete compete in nationals.
The last two seasons, we've talked about how much better Auburn's done as a team because of the amount of individuals that are getting further and further in a postseason competition. And so, you know, just to take what we've been talking about, the smaller amount of what we've been talking about in terms of points they score on national level, in terms of placing, and think about what they had to do to win that national
Absolutely.
Championship.
Absolutely. So he just had a big win, and 2006 was a huge year.
I hear a lot of, you know, consistency. You know, obviously there were better years than others, but, you know, just the fact that you're here for 24 years, it's incredible.
I mean, think about that. That's older than some of the last kids he coached.
Well, that really puts it in perspective. Sorry, Coach Spry, if you somehow hear this,
No. I'm saying that's... So, remember, growing older is a blessing that's denied to many.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't mean it as he's old. I mean, when he started coaching, like his last year at Auburn, think about it. He coached their entire lives.
That's fair.
That's just an absolutely incredible amount of time. I mean that with the most sincere respect and honor for Coach
Spry. I think you were taking a shot at his age.
He's
got a lot of time now, so I'm going to go find him on social media and tell him that you were joking on him. I got proof right here. Calling him old. There it is. off to a roaring start in episode one.
Well, why don't you, since you're such a little snot, read my final point.
Under Coach Spry's tenure, Auburn track and field athletes have won 32 of the 55 individual national titles that Auburn holds. So 55 in total national title or national titles for individuals. 32 of those belong under Coach Spry's tenure. That's incredible. So when you think about the names that you associate with track and field, Hutzel Rosen, I know that not both of those were coaches, I believe. I think, well, actually both, Mel Rosen and Wilbur Hutzel, I think were both coaches, if I have that correct. Either way, you know there are some big names in track and field, and he's got still the majority of the championships individually. Absolutely. That's awesome.
So taking over Coach Spry's spot, we've got Coach Burrell, Leroy Burrell.
Never mind. I was going to make a joke with his name, but I don't know that I'm going
to
do it right.
I think you need to stop with the jokes for today. You've kind of killed
him. Leroy Burrell. Leroy Jenkins. If you guys get that phrase, you are a pop culture person. So thank you if you got that.
I don't know that anybody will. So anywho, Coach Burrell is another seasoned coach. He has quite an impressive resume. Mm-hmm. So starting with the fact that he won a gold medal in the 1992 Olympics in the 4x100 meter. Then, 2 years later, in July of 94, he broke the world record for the 100 meter with a time of 9.85 seconds.
I don't know if you need any other thing on your resume than I broke a world record.
I mean, sheesh. Coach Burrell, he comes to Auburn from the University of Houston, where he led UH to 14 men's conference USA titles and 9 women's titles. In 2014, he was inducted into the Texas Track and Field Coaches Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. He's a member of the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame, the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame, and the University of Houston Hall of Fame. And
one more thing.
He was the CUSA Coach of the Year 23 times at Houston. So welcome, Coach Burrell.
I guess he's qualified.
I don't know that there's anybody else more qualified to take Coach Spry's spot. I feel like these were really big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
Like Bozo the Clown size shoes.
And let me take a holistic view of this for, you know, just the general Auburn fan that's maybe not as into track and field. Think about this in terms of, you know, our just now departing athletic director, Alan Green. This was his, if I've got this right, his last hire that he brought in. And so really, when you look at an athletic director's success, you don't obviously look at football, right? I mean, everybody does. But you look up across it holistically. So we're going to really know in a few years' time whether this is a good hire or not. I mean, on paper, wow. I mean, that's outstanding. But we're going to see what he can do here in the SEC. He's got to compete against the likes of, you know, Arkansas, Florida. You know, Alabama's great in distance running, especially cross-country running. And as we said, he is over cross-country, obviously. But Coach Kent is the main coach for cross-country.
And I think it's important to remember, like, the head track and field coach, Coach Burrell, it's much like Coach Harsin in that there are a bunch of other coaches that work with him, the sprinter coach, the, you know, the javelin coach. There are a ton of other people that he is responsible for, not just the athletes. So when I say these are big shoes to fill, yes. I literally mean he has a massive job.
I don't have their names handy right now, but I know for a fact that he did a great job of doing what Coach Harsin did in football, of keeping some of the current assistant coaches and bringing in some of his own. You know,
which is great.
You kind of want that, right?
It's the perfect balance of you've got people who know the Auburn program, know the Auburn athletes, yep. But you've also got people that he knows that he trusts and relies on. So
I just thought of one. I think it was Coach Ebel, our throws coach, is staying around. With Coach Burrell. That's one I remember. And obviously Coach Kent for cross country. But that was a recent hire, though.
After Coach Kent's successful first year at Auburn, I think as long as he wants to be here, I hope he's around just because he started this cross country season off with a bang as well, and he proved himself last year. It's just been a lot of fun seeing Coach Kent, too.
But there's some big shoes to fill this year without one Joyce Camelli running cross country.
You know, we thought that, too, with Mercy Kiprop. There's been a lot of
Kygan.
Yeah.
Presley Weems has gone too.
Every year we say this, and every year somebody comes up. Mm-hmm. You know, we get a new athlete. So for 2022, the cross country season, so it started Friday, September 2nd in Oxford, Alabama at the Foothills Invite, which is hosted by Jacksonville State University. And we've gone to this event probably every year that we've done this podcast,
I feel like this is, if it's not every year, it's every other year. Like, we're there so regularly. Yeah. Oxford, Alabama is just like a mainstay, it seems like, for cross country collegiate events, especially.
And I think it's a perfect, we talk about this a lot in our show, but for our new people, you know, it's the perfect area in Alabama to have a cross country event because there are more hills in Birmingham.
It's literally the foothills is what it said. Yeah.
Literally. There are way more hills than running in Auburn, Alabama.
And if you put, like, for people that aren't from Alabama or don't know of Oxford area, literally when you drive by it on the interstate, you can literally see the mountains behind the city of Oxford.
Yep.
And in that particular region is kind of what it all looks like. The mountains kind of sit back there with some foothills right there that you can get a little bit of elevation changes, you know, and some flatness kind of mixed in everything, exactly what you want in cross country.
Terrain changes, which is also another important aspect of cross country. So we had the women competed in a 4K and the men competed in a 5K, so which is pretty typical for cross country that the first event is one of the shorter distances. And there were only 15 teams that competed total. At this event.
And typically, I'm just kind of assuming based off of what I read about this event, you know, in what we've seen in the past, this isn't the most, I don't want to say it's not competitive, but there will be more competitive races coming up later in the year.
It's the perfect starter meet.
Right.
And that's kind of what you want is just get your feet wet, see what's out there, see how your athletes are going to compete, get their confidence boosted, and then you can go to the big hard-hitting meets.
Absolutely.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So why don't you start us off with some of the women's results?
Let's start it out. One for the ladies right here in the 4K. They got the overall team score of 27 points. Now remind us, Jessica, the top five runners score for each of the teams, men and women.
Correct. And how do we score points, Kyle?
We score points by how low, or first place gets 1 point, second place gets 2 points. Was that correct?
So you score based on your place.
That's right.
So if you cross the finish line in 26th, you score 26 points for your team.
That's right. I forgot about that.
So cross country is very much like golf. You want a low score.
I knew it was that aspect of it. I just didn't have the right.
Do you remember what a perfect score would be?
No.
15.
15, okay.
So 15 is a perfect score because it's places 1 through 5.
Oh, there you go. See, no, I should have known that. It's up here. It's just been dormant for a little bit.
So, what was Auburn's overall score again?
27 points.
That is freaking amazing. When you think that perfect score is 15 and they scored 27, 27 is an amazing score.
Yep.
So, obviously, that got them first place.
Obviously, yeah. First place shows it right there. There are 190 athletes competing in total in this. So let's run through all of the ladies that ran. Remember, the first five that we'll talk about are our scorers. We got Hallie Porterfield leading the way as a sophomore, placed second with a time of 14 minutes, 1.27 seconds. Right behind her, Samantha Rogers, a sophomore, placed third, a time of 14 minutes, 5.37 seconds. And right behind her, Hannah Tarwater, senior, placed fourth, with a time of 14 minutes, 20.64 seconds. And one more time, Hannah Thuss, a sophomore, placed fifth with a time of 14 minutes, 30.79 seconds. So let's park it there for a second. Second, third, fourth, fifth. Bam, bam, bam.
So when you think about it, I mean, talk about the closest to a perfect score is, I think, Auburn's probably been ever. That, you know, the first four athletes are 2 through 5. That's incredible.
I'm kind of curious now who number one was, though.
I don't even care.
I know. I'm just curious.
She's probably some no-name.
Wow.
Probably doesn't even go to a university. She's probably
first,
one of those.
First, you're insulting Coach Spry. Now you're insulting
a... I have not. You are getting on my nerves. Can't be on my podcast anymore. No, I'm saying the first girl...
Can you
girl...
kick off the editor? Is that how this works?
Watch me.
Oh.
No, I'm saying, you know, sometimes you have athletes that are, what is it called? Unattached?
Unattached.
I don't know. What's that thing called?
Unaffiliated.
Unaffiliated. Yeah. Yeah.
Or individual athletes. I don't know. Something like that.
No, I think it is unaffiliated. But anyway, that's what I mean when I say they're a nobody. But.
Yeah. Maybe that's who it was. Before she insults anybody else, let's talk about
the only person I'm insulting is you, apparently.
The other two runners for Auburn were Callie Holden, a new name for us. Freshman.
Or Kaylee.
Kaylee, excuse me. We probably will. And here's the rule of thumb for track and field cross country. Our Alabama accents are just going to come through sometimes, especially me, and I'm going to mispronounce your name, so I apologize in advance. Callie or Kaylee Holden, the freshman, placed 13th with a time of 15 minutes, 15.97 seconds. And then Hallie Marston, a freshman, Haley, excuse me. See, I told you it was going to happen. Haley Marston, freshman, placed 19th with a time of 15 minutes, 21.39 seconds.
So let's talk about this. So in cross country, typically we talk about the top five athletes. But for the first few meets, we will talk about everybody because it's important for us to know.
Get to know everybody.
Who's out there. Mm-hmm. So for Auburn, we had six women competing. Out of 190 people that competed, all six of them placed in the top 20.
That's pretty good. That is
really impressive. Two freshman girls were in the top 20. Like, this is their first, you know, first meet with Auburn, placing in the top 20. I think we, like, really need to park it here and think, wow, this is incredible.
Well, and when you look at the overall makeup of the girls right now, the first five were all names that we've talked about previously. The first four, excuse me. And then these next two are freshmen that are brand new to us.
Yep.
And we're going to really...
And are holding their own.
Exactly. And the interesting thing is going to be to see which one of these kind of each week finds that place as the fifth scorer for Auburn.
Well, and that's it. Because you see... Kaylee and Haley, or Callie and Hallie, as you said.
I apologize.
Whatever combination, I do think it's Haley.
You're probably correct.
But, you know, there's only 6 seconds difference between them. And I think really, when you look at it, 6 seconds is not as big in cross country as 6 seconds is in track and field, obviously. So I think I'm really excited to see what these ladies are going to do throughout the season.
I think it's a great start. Obviously, this is, you know, kind of what we expected in the opening meet, but, you know, I'm just happy to see that we got off to such a great start.
Yeah. So let's move on to the men. So the men ran a 5K, and they placed second with a team score of 35 points. Mm-hmm. And then there were 175 athletes. So less than the women.
Just by 15. Just by 15.
15 is a large number.
That's fair. If you ever watched The Flood, is what it's called at the beginning, right?
I think that's what you call it.
Or what is it called?
I don't know what it's called. But
There's a name for
is
it.
Is there?
It's not a flood. You've told it to me, actually, before. Waterfall start? Is that what it's called?
No. That's in track and field, a waterfall start.
It all runs together.
That's for, like, distance events in track and field.
I will say, though, I've seen videos of cross country meets
the
starting.
It is insane.
It's a lot. Everybody, you know, starts spread out, but then just groups together.
And you have to group so quickly. Like, this is reminding me that I need to show Kyle the cross country course that I ran on, like, literally three times a season.
She does this a lot. She goes, back in my day, I was such a stud at running.
I didn't say I was a stud at running.
She's just not saying it on the audio right now. She says it when I'm not recording.
Anyway.
But 15 less doesn't really make that much of a difference in the grand scheme of how everything
Except at the beginning.
Well, that's maybe a little bit, but that's just only
15 less people that could step on you if you fall. How about that?
You sound like you've got stories to tell about that. So probably. Maybe that's another day.
So for the men, we have quite a few guys to talk about. We've got 9 athletes from Auburn that competed, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited that we've got this many. So we'll start it off. Cooper Atkins, the sophomore, placed second overall in 15 minutes, 37.87 seconds. Then literally right behind him, Joseph Perry, a freshman, placing third, 15 minutes, 39.37 seconds. And right behind him, placing fourth, Isaiah Billingsley, another freshman, 15 minutes, 40.76 seconds. Our fourth place finisher for Auburn, 10th place overall, was Ethan Snyder, placing, like I said, 10th. He's a freshman in 15 minutes, 47.35 seconds. And the last scorer for Auburn was Trey Hunt, another freshman, placing 19th in 16 minutes, 4.08 seconds.
So can you tell that we lost a lot of upperclassmen leadership over the past year?
Quite a lot.
Yes.
I'm also really impressed with the number of freshmen that were in our top five.
Yes. And I remember hearing this. Andy Burcham obviously does his podcast with a lot of the programs each week. And they talked to Coach Kent recently, and they said that, like, how much they had trouble last year fielding a team for some of the guys and girls just because there weren't as many. I don't think we have a problem with that now.
I'm going to say not this year.
We're not even done yet. We're just talking about the scores right now. But 4 of the 5 scores are freshmen. So this is a good time. to jump on board with a cross country program, get to know them, because yeah, it seems far off, but you know, 3-4 seasons down the road, we're going to probably be looking at a team that grew up together.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, we're going to be really proud of at some point. And we are now.
I was going to say, I'm proud now. What are you talking about?
That was, I realized when I said that, that sounded bad, but mm-hmm. that's not what I meant. I hope everybody knew that. See, this first episode's always the,
worst.
It's the tough one. It's tough.
So moving on to the athletes that also competed for Auburn, just didn't score in the top five spots, was Dustin Lewis, a sophomore, placing 25th in 16 minutes, 16.46 seconds, followed by Mark Foster, a sophomore, placing 28th in 16 minutes, 20.18 seconds, Reese Bell, a freshman, placing 47th, 16 minutes, 49.34 seconds. And finally, Auburn's last person was Benson Atkins, placing 59th in 17 minutes, 6.9 seconds.
I see a familiar last name in there, headlining the beginning and the end, Benson and Cooper Atkins. I'm assuming that is some relation right there.
Yeah, we had them last year.
Was Benson here last year? Cooper was here last year. I know that. I think
maybe he was.
And Benson's a sophomore, too, so I don't know. That's interesting. I don't remember that from last year at all. But my point in saying that was, is we've had, you know, this happen a lot in the past. We've had, like, a family affair in track and field and cross country where we get, you know, the siblings come and compete together.
Which I feel like is a very natural progression. I mean, yeah. You see it a lot in football. Obviously, we've seen it specifically in Auburn in football. And, you know, I mean, you just... It's kind of when you're the younger sibling, you grow up watching your older sibling compete that way. And you're like, oh, that looks kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, or they just are that good themselves. And like, you know what? And there's always that competitive nature, right? As a sibling.
Oh,
you know?
For sure.
So now, hey, listen, I will take anything that's a motivator for any athlete. Beat your brother out. Like we've got in football right now. We've got a safety and a defensive lineman that are playing on the same team right now. Even though they don't play the same position or do the exact same thing, you know that there's that competition that naturally persists there. So
I feel like
thing.
That competition would really persist in the weight room.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Only in that comparison I made with football, there's not going to be much comparison because one guy's really far ahead in size and stuff like that.
You know.
Here, though, it's nice to see some familiar last names. But wow, a lot of just new freshmen, a lot of new names overall.
Yeah.
Just to really kind of get to know over the next season and seasons to come.
Absolutely. So that's it for this cross-country meet. So Auburn took a little bit of a break. They don't have a meet the weekend of September 10th-ish area, but they do go back Friday, September 16th. At the North Alabama Showcase in Huntsville, Alabama.
They said they like running in Alabama so much, we're just going to go a few miles north.
There you go.
I guess it's more than a few miles, but close enough. I guess if you go up like a little highway there in Jacksonville, you can get to Huntsville at some point. I'm trying to paint the picture for people that are not from Alabama.
If you're not from Alabama, maybe get a map. Google Huntsville. I don't know why it's relevant. So
let's add that to the list of people you insulted that don't know geography.
Okay, I think we need to end the podcast. Thank you all for listening to our 2022 cross country kickoff episode. We look forward to seeing all these athletes compete this season. War Eagle.
War Eagle. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode on the E2C Network. On your way out, I want to remind you to stop by e2cnetwork.com. It's your one-stop shop for all our content across our podcast, YouTube channel, and much more. To stay up to date with us, make sure you're following social media accounts such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. While our content here may always be Auburn sports heavy, if it's orange and blue, it's what we do. War Eagle.